There's a new potential for red tide off the Western Panhandle, according to the Florida Department of Health, just over a month after the original alerts. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is predicting red tide concentrations will increase over the next few days along portions of northwest Florida. That's leading to an elevated potential for respiratory problems in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties.
Red tide is caused by a type of algae, Carinia brevis. It's better known as red tide when we see blooms of it, which means large numbers of these organisms in one particular place.
DOH Escambia Director Dr. John Lanza says this microscopic algae is more common along the southwest Florida coast.
It rarely makes its way up to northwest Florida. We were racking our brains to try to figure out when was the last time it was up here. And it was sometime between 10 and 14 years ago that it was off the coast of Escambia, Santa Rosa counties.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, when Carinia brevis grow quickly, the blooms created make the ocean appear to be red or brown.
Carinia brevis produces a toxin called a brevetoxin, which is more a problem to fish and shellfish. And there are a number of different shellfish areas and fishing areas that are shut down. Choctawhatchee Bay over in Okaloosa County was shut down last night.
While not affecting everyone who comes in contact with it, Lanza says a red tide can be unpleasant for those sensitive to the brevetoxin.
With all the wave action that occurs on a beach, some of it gets into the air. They breathe it in, they get nasal congestion, eye irritation, and lung irritation sometimes, especially those individuals who have underlying lung problems such as asthma, COPD, or emphysema.
Red tide also has the potential to cause skin irritation for some people. Anyone affected by a red tide needs to go inside to an air-conditioned building or leave the area completely. When a person leaves the area, the symptoms typically go away. But if that doesn't help, it's time to call the doctor.
People need to be aware of what's going on. I mean, people can sometimes become afraid because they feel this congestion coming on all of a sudden, but if they understand that it's due to red tide and it's a minor inconvenience to most people, then at least they understand what's going on.
And Dr. John Lanza says there's no association with any red tide and the remnants of the Deepwater Horizon disaster.
We've had red tide issues in the Gulf, especially in southwest Florida, for decades and decades. I remember going back 50-odd years or more, so it has nothing to do with the BP oil spill.
More information on red tide can be found at myfwc.com/redtide and at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.